This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. On the docket of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry tomorrow is a hearing entitled Examining Markets, Transparency, and Prices from Cattle Producer to Consumer. In other words, how meatpackers buy cattle and whether how they do it makes your burger more expensive. There is some pressure in Washington for an overhaul of the $213 billion meatpacking industry, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Retail meat prices have remained pretty high since the pandemic started because of limited processing capacity and lots of demand. It's great news for companies that dominate the meat processing space. Think JBS, Smithfield, and Tyson. For farmers, not so much.
Farmers don't usually complain about this kind of thing unless the numbers are on their side.
That's Stephanie Mercier with the Farm Journal Foundation.
They're not getting what they think is their fair share, so they're starting to raise concerns about it.
Concerns about a consolidated meatpacking industry having too much leverage. Kit Tovar Jensen is an agriculture lawyer at Iowa State University.
There's only so many options for producers. They just don't have as many options to go anywhere else.
Farmers have accused meatpacking companies of monopolistic practices for years. In February, JBS subsidiary Pilgrim's Pride was told to pay a $108 million criminal fine for fixing poultry prices. The North American Meat Institute, which represents meatpackers, says any new regulation would, quote, limit a producer's ability to market their livestock the way they see fit and will lead to costly lawsuits, end quote. But the USDA says it's time to update the 100-year-old Packers and Stockyards Act, a law that Jeffrey Peterson, an agribusiness attorney in Minnesota, says has always been pretty vague.
It prohibits packers and live poultry dealers from engaging in or using any unfair, unjustly discriminatory or deceptive practices, and also from making or giving any undue or unreasonable preference or advantage. That's a mouthful.
And he says it's often difficult and expensive for farmers to prove that's going on. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.